Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The only thing nice about that ad is the music that we wish we could have not had behind that terrible definition of what it means to be a Christian. Oh my gosh, this enrages me. It enrages me. You know why? Because Democrats try to pin religion on the Republican Party. And they don't do that because they think that religion is something that is to be worn as a badge of honor. That's something that is positive. They only put the pin of religion into the lapel of every Republican that's running, regardless of whether they are Christian or not, because they think that being a Christian is about the golden rule. And they think that being a Christian is supposed to be about being flawless and perfect and inhuman. And nobody can stand up to that type of measure. Well, nobody but one person. And as a Christian, I'm speaking to you as somebody who is a Christian, who holds this very near and dear to my heart. It is the most important thing in my life. I'm not preaching at you about what you need to believe, but I'm going to tell you right now what Christianity is to me. Because when Kirsten Gillibrand goes on a stage and tries to use a bastardized version of what Christianity is to demean a president so she can win a political election, I've got a really big problem with that. You're coming at the thing that is the most important to me, and you're lying about it. Being a Christian is about admitting to the world that you're not good enough, that you make mistakes, that you are a sinful being. That's what being a Christian is. You don't need Christ, which is the root word of Christianity. You don't need anything about a savior if you yourself are perfect. So for Kirsten Gillibrand to be on a stage and put this very romantic, pleasant music behind motivating music behind her definition of Christianity, which is completely false, is the most prostituting thing that I can think of in politics. You're trying to take something that supersedes all politics and put it into your little box so you can take a shot at this president? The most Christian thing you can do is say, I am not good enough, I've never been good enough, and I need something that is good enough to cover me and blanket me in forgiveness. That's where Christ comes in. Jesus is what Christianity is about. Whether you believe in it or not, you need to understand that at the heart and soul of Christianity is Jesus. It is not being a good person. And this is what Democrats do in politics all the time. They try to shove religion into the idea of politics, and they try to do this specifically so that they can win elections. It's not about how good Kirsten is. It's about how bad Donald Trump is. I'm here to tell you, Donald Trump is absolutely a sinner, and Donald Trump is absolutely in need of a savior. No questions about it. Full stop. Kirsten and I agree on that, but Kirsten, you are just as in need of a savior as Donald Trump is. You do not get to stand on some moral high ground or political stage and use religion against Donald Trump if you are not first pointing it at yourself. She says that the Republican Party uses religion as a cudgel. She says that the Republican Party uses division, hatred, and lies, demeans the vulnerable, harms communities. And then she's the one who comes in there. Kirsten Gillibrand, you are not Jesus Christ, but you sure as heck do need him. And you do not get to employ Jesus and Christianity and wipe out everything that the Savior part, the Christ part of Christianity is, with yourself winning any race ever. It doesn't work that way. And whether you are a Christian or whether you are an atheist and you know it's not true, historically speaking, intellectually speaking, you got to know that she does not understand the basis by which Christianity exists on this planet. I cannot stand by and let her take something that she doesn't understand that is at the core of my being and use it in an effort to try to demean and defeat Donald Trump because she's wrong.